Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Service. Hey, Veterans Day. Take care of this guy.
Today is Veterans Day.
Because of your protection, we are able to enjoy the freedoms of our beautiful country.
We salute you.
Happy Veterans Day.
It's showtime.
It's showtime indeed, and it's Happy Veterans Day to you. Happy Veterans Day to you guys. Be sure to make sure you salute your veterans today. Remember your veterans today. It's for all who serve today. People get Veterans Day, Memorial Day confused.
Yes.
Veterans Day is to salute all who served in any and all the armed forces, whether in war or at peacetime.
Yeah, at any time. So
that's right.
Anybody, any branch, any, you know, anything along that line.
Right. And Memorial Day is to remember the war dead. So anyway, just clearing that up because there is often confusion. And remember, if you type Veterans Day today, there is no apostrophe in veterans.
See, right. That's where I get confused. I always do it, and there goes my broadcast journalism degree. I let you down easy.
That's at ECU. That's at ECU paper, man. You can't trust that. You overpaid. World premiere time. Thomas Rhett's new one. It's What's Your Country Song on the Wolf.
Did you grow up on a tractor? It's homemade.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:12 now. It's Jake Owens, homemade. Guys, I had a dream last night. I got to tell you about this.
So, a little worried, but okay.
So, Clay J.D. Walker kept walking into the studio, like every few minutes going, hey, man, I got a funny joke to tell. Let me on the mic.
Oh, well, that'll never.
So he kept going in, and he would get on the mic and tell his joke, and then he'd go, cool, I just walk out. And then a few minutes later, he would come in and go, hey, man, I got another funny joke to tell.
That's more like a horror.
It's a nightmare.
A nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't believe it. The dream just went on and on and on. It was like Groundhog Day.
You normally have really good dreams. I'm sorry to hear about that one.
It wasn't that good, was it? It wasn't even that interesting. Yeah. But it sure was entertaining to me. I woke up laughing. I honestly woke up laughing because it was so funny. Hey, got a funny joke to tell. Let me on the mic.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, he's finished. That's what he said. He finished the joke and he go, cool, and just walk out.
Jeez.
All right.
I feel a bit.
Yeah, there's got to be a bit going on with that. All right, speaking of bits, odds and ends coming up. Got to tell you about if you love Cheddar Bay biscuits. And who doesn't love the Cheddar Bay biscuit at Red Lobster?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I've got great holiday news for you. Coming up about 6:25.
The Wolf. ABC Tonight. This is the live music event you've been waiting for. It's
odds and ends time, 6:25. You like Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits, do you?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
First of all, keep them coming. There's no need to ask if I want more. There's no need to ask if I'd like another basket.
Remember when we had that horrible, hellish nightmare that they said they were going to stop giving unlimited biscuits?
Oh, yeah.
We were like,
and
ready.
They reversed that decision.
We were like ready to start a revolution.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Oh.
Here's the deal. They have Cheddar Bay biscuit gift boxes for the
please.
Holidays. The Cheddar Bay biscuit gift boxes includes a 6-biscuit box that has 970 calories. They'll be available starting next Monday and cost a dollar more than a half dozen order of the biscuits because they're attractively packaged for the holidays.
Okay.
So I could just get a cheaper version and go with the to-go biscuits instead.
The box you buy, the mix you buy in the store is actually very close if you follow the directions. Make sure you put that melted butter and use that the seasoning packet properly that comes with it.
Right.
Now, I noticed, Annie, you kind of had a little chuckle in there when you heard the calorie count. I don't know if you understand, but between November and January.
They don't count.
They don't.
Don't count.
For you two, yeah, but for me, they count.
They don't. They don't at all.
Also remember that there's always room for dessert. There's a special spot inside of you that is made for the pie and the cake that you want for dessert.
Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
Sure. Well, it looks like the Corona vaccine is 90% effective. Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is all ready to go. The FDA is giving them emergency approval. 20 million people could be immunized by the end of the year.
Yeah, seems a little quick.
Yeah, we're going to let the 20 million people go first and then call me.
Hey, you know how Burger King's been getting a lot of press lately for various reasons. One of them was that little ad that they ran saying, you know, order from McDonald's, buy a Big Mac, you know, where they were trying to encourage people to support their favorite restaurant by going out and ordering. And if you can't get to a Burger King or if one's not convenient, then it's okay to order a Big Mac or another sandwich from McDonald's, encouraging people to support them. Well, other ways that they get press are not quite as attractive as that. This woman in Ohio robbed two Burger King restaurants with a toy pistol. The police arrested her for robbing the two restaurants with the toy gun. She's 24 years old, robbed the first restaurant before taking off. A little while later, she said, that was fun. I'm going to do it again. She robbed I guess she likes Burger King because she went to another Burger King in another part of town and robbed it. Mm. They found her at yet another third Burger King.
Now, was she eating or was she getting ready to rob it?
She was getting ready to rob it. And they had to use a stun gun to subdue her.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I like the placebo effect, though.
Yeah. There are new toys going into the National Toy Hall of Fame. They have been selected.
Ooh.
The top three are Jenga, Sidewalk Chalk, and Baby Nancy.
Sidewalk Chalk.
Yep.
Why haven't these already been in there? They seem ancient.
You see, Chase, you want to get in the National Toy Hall of Fame, you have to be in it for the long game. You got to be playing the long game.
So is that the same with the National Radio DJ Hall of Fame?
Yeah, you got to be dead or
you gotta be
almost
good.
Dead.
Oh, I'm out.
To get in. You know, the other day I told you when we were talking about cows, how a high percentage of certain groups of people have never seen a cow in real life?
Oh, yeah.
People between the ages of 11 and 24 years old, 54% of them say they've never even seen a cow in real life.
Well, maybe if they look up from their phones while they're riding in the car, they might see one every now and then.
And just in case you're curious, there are about 100 million cows in the U.S. Among that same group, by the way, get this, other shocking findings, 43% have never gone camping or even hiking. 27% have never seen the sun rise ever in their life. And 20% have never cooked a meal from scratch.
There's nothing better than being out on the beach and the sun coming up and the...
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Jason Aldean. Got what I got. Here's something you don't hear of very often. You're too attractive to be on Tinder, so you get bounced off.
I get it. I was like that.
Now you know how Chase feels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Luna Benna claims she's been booted from Tinder because she's too attractive. In an interview with a newspaper who got hold of the story and came to her, she says, from time to time, people would threaten me on Tinder for being too good looking.
They probably thought she was super fake.
People were stealing my photos and making money using my images, catfishing, basically, because there's so many fake profiles out there. Whenever I start a legit account, I get reported. And Tinder has taken me down. I've had a lot of different looks over the years and have been on the internet forever. So they have lots of options to work with. There's even a fake Facebook of me somewhere that someone made. It currently has thousands of followers.
Research purposes, did we look this?
Yeah, what's her name?
Luna Benna, B-E-N-N-A, Luna Benna. Luna also says she had an awkward date. One was a super awkward experience. The dude said my presence was so powerful, it made him uncomfortable. He said it, honest to God, temporarily paralyzed him, and he'd never met a woman like me before. We didn't have much in common, and the vibe got weird after that.
So, let me be the first to say, she's not that hot.
See, but now I'm glad I saw this story, guys, because now I know why some dates get weird for me. It's because I'm too good looking.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm too overtly sexy and handsome. And this
they find you as a visual snack.
I'm intimidating. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. It's uncomfortable to be around. Now I know. Mm-hmm. Now I know why. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. I can see that.
Yeah.
No, that's not it at all.
Her day starts with a coffee. Her crazy is beautiful to me.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. We'll play that one for Luna Benna there. We looked her up. She's beautiful, crazy. I don't get it. I don't think she's...
Yeah.
Annie's right. She's not that...
She's not that hot, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, that's a...
I've seen hotter chicks on social media that probably should be kicked off for being as hot as they are. She, not one of them.
I mean, on a 1 to 10, round the horn real quick, I say 5.
4. I was going to go 5, too, so.
I have 4.
See?
That's 4.5.
That's where we are on the amazing Luna Moon, who's been so
Dale
attractive.
Dale O'Brien, that's a solid 10.
Yeah.
-3.
Oh, my gosh, listen to that.
93.1 The Wolf.
Music brought to you.
Yeah, throwing them good vibes around. It's Wednesday, November 11th. It's Veterans Day, 6:53. Annie, you are first this morning.
So mine's a little silly, but I think it's also kind of cool. You can actually help preserve and protect woodland areas in Scotland. I am Scotch-Irish, so it's like really, really cool thing for me to talk about this. Anyways, they want to keep the land in its natural state. So there is a company called Established Titles who for, I think it's around $50, you can buy a one square foot plot of land and you get an entire like title pack. It's,
you become a lord.
A lord or a lady. So I think that's kind of cool.
That's
and a little
awesome.
I'm going to say a little on the nerd side there for Chase. I figured he'd like it. But yeah, you
ladies
get the official.
And gentlemen, Lord and Lady Matthews.
You get the official proclamation on a nice little, you know, what is it? Like a diploma looking sheet.
That technically means that I don't have to answer to anybody until they say, your lord.
And your I'm lordship.
Like, yes.
No, my gosh.
You wait, he'll do it. You wait and see, he'll do it.
I know, he will.
We get paid Friday, it's going
to
happen.
Before you know it, he'll be posting his certificate. Hey, listen to this. Since it's Veterans Day, I got a couple little quick things for you. You know, certain national parks have, there's a charge to get in, and there's a charge for attractions like at Denali National Park and Carlsbad Caverns and places like that. There is a charge. And as of Veterans Day today, the VA announced that all veterans and Gold Star families have a lifetime free pass
to
all national parks, regardless of their location.
That's pretty cool.
And secondly, just a real quick thing, a small town up in Massachusetts, there's a disabled decorated veteran in their little town. And during the pandemic, one guy's a contractor, decided to keep himself busy. He got the town to sell him some land for $1, got people in town to donate about $40,000, and he's built a house for this disabled veteran.
Yes,
that is
I love that.
That is almost finished.
I'm going to wrap this up with, if I could have a quote that goes on my grave, it would be this. Sometimes I forget how to spell a word, so I change the whole sentence to avoid using it.
That sounds good vibe just like today. You.
Make a note of that, Annie, so I can make sure that gets on the stone there.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Avoidance is the male domestic instinct. Golf, the ultimate avoidance activity. A game so nonsensically difficult, so pointless, so irrational, so time-consuming. The word golf could only possibly stand for get out, leave family. And I have a lot of friends that play. They love it. Oh, they love it. Jerry, you would love it. It's a very challenging game. Yes, I am sure that it is. It's also challenging trying to throw a tic-tac 100 yards into a shoebox. In the fantasy mind of the golfing father, when he comes home, the family will come running out to hear the exciting stories of his golfing adventures. In reality, no one is even aware that he has left or returned. From 8.5 hours of idiotic hacking through sand and weeds, while driving drunk in a clown car through a fake park.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Wake Up with Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Good morning to you. It's 7:28. Happy Veterans Day to you. Celebrating veterans of every kind today, every service, whether wartime or peacetime. Mm-hmm. We have a little list that we've all pulled together, and Annie's volunteered to be kind enough to read that list. So, Annie, over to you.
Well, I figured we would maybe start with our personal ones, if you have any. I know my cousin Tommy, he was in the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Cavalry. So, saluting him. Chase, I know you have your... So Dale, whoever, yes. Sorry, go ahead.
My dad, Dallas... And my grandfather, Frederick Marvin Ambern, served.
Nice. Fancy name.
It is fancy. Yeah.
My dad, John Soda, and my grandfather, they called him Teen. He went by Tiny Teen, and if that means anything, he was not tiny at all.
Yeah. No tinies are ever tiny, are they?
Correct.
You hear a guy named Tiny, you better look out.
Yeah.
All right, so running down this list I have here, so try to keep up with me. We have a few that I'm not sure what branch or rank or anything they were, so I'm just going to shout out their names. Jennifer Crawford, John Templeton, and Stephen Martin. They do say Stephen Martin owns Combat Junk in Kernersville, so I guess that he's got his own business and he's really popular around town, good. So there's that. The ones I do have now, Jeff Oberlin of the U.S. Army, Matt Harris, U.S. Air Force, Robert Parker Jr., the Army, Frank Walker, Army, Will Causey, Marine, Jesse Inman, a Marine. Captain Chris Belcher of the Winston-Salem Fire Department is a U.S. Marine. Raymond Kirby, U.S. Air Force. Paul Moore, Marine Corps. Gary King, Marine Corps. Billy Creason, Marine Corps. Larry Andrus, Navy veteran. Christy Blue from the Army. Mike Clark, the Marines. Barbara Ziegler, the Air Force. And Michael Girdler from the Army as well. So...
Salute a veteran today. If you know veterans, make sure you recognize them. Think about the friends you know. You know, sometimes you forget that your friend served or someone you know served.
We actually have a few texts that came in, too, and I don't want to forget them. Yeah, yeah. I feel like this is really special and important. So Tabitha is saluting her grandfather, George Tucker Sr. Kirby Hodges is getting a salute. And then somebody else would like to honor their grandpa, Charlie. He was a World War II Pearl Harbor survivor.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks for sending in those names. We appreciate it. We appreciate all you veterans today. Good morning. It's 7:30. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Morgan Wallen and Whiskey Glasses, 7:41, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's Veterans Day, Wednesday, November 11th.
Since it is Veterans Day today, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes all the veterans in America, all 17.4 million across the country.
Salute!
The Wolf's got Thanksgiving made for you. Ride home with the Wolf all night.
She kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key. She kept the hotel key.
Woo! It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show. It's 7:53. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase on Veterans Day. We're celebrating Veterans Day, but we're also celebrating something else.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, you share your birthday with Leonardo DiCaprio, who is 46. Vinny Guadagnino, who is from Jersey Shore, he's 33. Adam Beach is 48. He played Kickin' Wing in Joe Dirt. Demi Moore is 58. And Stanley Tucci is 60. And he's best known for, I think, with people who are listening, Caesar from The Hunger Games.
He's also in Devil Wears Prada, yeah. A bunch of other stuff. Very, very accomplished actor.
He's great. Local birthdays for you. Mark Steelman of Pofftown, Jenny Turner of Reedsville, Daniel Swanson of Franklinville, and Tanya Cummings of Thomasville. Happy birthday, y'all. Please get your special day in so we can shout you out. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case, we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Be so mean. Oh my goodness, listen to that.
That's exciting.
And stimulating. That's a Wolf Howling. Here you go. Here's your word, L-I-G-H-T. Text LIGHT. L-I-G-H-T to 20357 now. That's text LIGHT. L-I-G-H-T LIGHT to 20357 now. Maybe win those tickets to Dollywood's award-winning Smoky Mountain Christmas. And the grand prize winner gets a two-night stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott and Pigeon Forge. It could be you. Go ahead, do it right now. Text LIGHT, L-I-G-H-T, to 20357 to win. Good luck to you. New Country, 93.1, The Wolf, Luke Combs, loving on you, 8:05. Time to head off to the land of law and order now. Nimrod News Time. First of all, this woman has definitely found herself a little niche. Back on September 30th, 38-year-old Vanessa Lee Jones. Why is it criminals? A common middle name is Lee.
Lee.
Lynn.
Vanessa Lee Jones of Newport Richey, Florida, was arrested after getting busy alone in her car in front of the 7-Eleven in full view of a guy and his nephew.
All right. Wow.
She was charged with felony lewd and lascivious exhibition. That's the actual charge.
That's a hard word to work into a conversation.
But prosecutors are like, we ain't got time for this. She was released from jail on October 28th. Then on Saturday, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday, Vanessa was arrested again. For doing basically the exact same thing outside of a Popeyes only a few blocks away from the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Only this time she was fully naked in front of their dumpster.
Have we gotten her a mental evaluation?
They have. Glad you asked that question, Annie.
And she's probably not the type of person you'd see on the street that's like, oh, she's good looking.
First of all, she was arrested for exposure of her organs.
Is there really?
The police report.
About her liver, her lungs being out somewhere.
Yeah,
when you
that's what I was thinking.
These are her reproductive organs that she's
all right.
Display. The police report says she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and a psychiatric evaluation showed absolutely no signs of mental health issues at all.
Of course not. So she's just a freak then.
That's right. She just out there getting her freak on.
on the same block, too.
Yeah. I get my Popeye's freak on. I've worked up an appetite. Give me one of them chicken sandwiches.
I had a couple beers with one of my friends. Told him just how I used to.
Hey, there's Billy Carrington, and It Don't Hurt Like It Used To. Big up at the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Chase, it's Veterans Day. Be sure to salute and recognize a veteran. And again, I say, you know, a lot of times you forget that maybe you have a friend or a family member down the line that served. It's something you don't think about. You know, think about that today. Make sure that if you, oh, wait a minute, Uncle So-and-so. Oh, wait a minute, my friend, you know, remember them today.
Yeah.
And if they don't live near you, send them a text. If you don't have their phone number, find them on social media and send them a little message on there.
That'd be nice and surprise them.
Believe me, they appreciate it. All my friends who are military friends, I always send them a message, that the ones that live far away, I always send them a message. Some of them are in the United States. Others are still working and serving and are in other countries. And I always send them a message, and it's them that's always appreciated. So please try and do that today. That'd be nice. Five things coming up. Chase is working on them right now. He'll have them for you coming up.
I'm sorry, what?
Sorry, I was completely blacked out. What did you say? Yeah, we got five things coming up. And by the way, the keyword you should be texting right now is light, L-I-G-H-T, to 20357. Maybe win those Dollywood tickets to the Smoky Mountain Christmas. It's awesome.
We made USAA renter's insurance for the stuff you love.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
First and foremost, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans who served. Yes. We salute you here on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. That is the first and biggest thing of the five things you need to know today. Also, remember, if you weren't listening at 8 o'clock for that keyword, go to Dollywood. Dale, what is that word again?
Light, L-I-G-H-T. You text that now to 20357. Good luck.
Just wanted to see if he could spell it. There you go.
Now that you've cheated and used two of your things for things we've already done today, what are your last three?
You're so clever.
See what I'm doing there? See what I'm doing? Taking the high road. Hey, you want to get out of this world? Let's get out of this world. On June the 5th of 2020, so this year, this is something good that came out of 2020. One of the Mars rovers decided for the first time in a while, it would peer towards the sky and take a picture of Earth seen from Mars.
But they couldn't see it because there was a transformer in the way.
That's it. That is it. The Decepticons were out there fighting on the Martian planet.
I'm lost.
It's nerd stuff. It's transformer nerd stuff.
And if you want to see the picture, I got it. All you have to do is go to 931wolfcountry.com. You'll see, every day I post the five things, but you'll see a link there to the five things for today, and you can check it out and look at how the Earth looks like from Mars, which is kind of exciting.
Did you say that the rover just happened to turn a different way and catch a shot? Like, it just has a mind of its own?
Obviously, NASA knew that the Earth would be in view. So they said, hey, let's just point it up there real quick, take a picture, then go back to digging in this dirt, whatever.
Yeah, they said, rover, rover, turn the camera on over.
And it worked. Oh, my God.
Look up at the sky. Yeah, that's right. ABC is launching a new Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh. What's wrong with the old one?
I'm intrigued.
Well, it's a sideshow for celebrities to raise money for charities.
Okay. All right.
Now, Pat Sajak and Vanna White are both going to host the show, as you would expect, but no word on when it will make it to television.
So it's just Wheel of Fortune Celebrity Edition.
Yeah, but I find it interesting that ABC is going to run that, given the fact CBS has all the license for it. I don't know how they worked that one out, which is interesting.
What about Wheel of Misfortune? That's what I'd like to see celebrities play, the Wheel of Misfortune.
Where they lose money and have to pay people?
Yes, I like that.
I feel a bit coming on.
Write that down. This is gold.
Feel a bit.
Got it. And last but not least, here's your fun fact of the day. The designer who created the NBA logo also made the 1040 Easy Tax Form.
Well...
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, me either.
Because if there's anything in this world I hate, it's anything to do with the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, you mean the IRS?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. in case any of you are listening.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wet Nose Wednesday. What you got for us today, Annie?
So I got a little cutie named Bates. I guess he's anything but little, though. He's 3 years old, 67 pounds. He's a black Great Dane mix. So he is a big boy.
Big old dog.
So cute in all the pictures they sent me. So he's at the Guilford County Animal Shelter. He came into the shelter as a stray at the end of September. Bates is loaded with tons of personality, and he is a staff and volunteer favorite there. He's pretty much a big puppy at heart, and he loves to explore around the shelter and learn everything, and if it's new to him, he wants to explore it, definitely. He's super friendly and smart, and he loves activities that require thinking. They say they do these puzzle boxes, and he is obsessed with it. He is heartwarming, positive, and getting treated for it, but he's looking for his forever home, and if you think that, you know, Bates might be a good mix for you, go to 931wolfcountry.com. I have some really cute pictures of him and all the details on how you can get in with the Guilford County Animal Shelter.
All right. Big dogs are fun, especially the ones that think they're little dogs and try to get in your lap.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend.
Radio.com world premiere, Thomas Rhett's new song. It's What's Your Country Song with all those country song titles interwoven in there so cleverly.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. T-Rex and you. Come on, man.
Him and his perfect wife.
Yeah. All right. There it is. Again, that's What's Your Country Song from Thomas Rhett. Stale, Brian, Annie, and Jason, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I'll go ahead and remind you again, Light, L-I-G-H-T, to 20357. Text that. Maybe win those tickets to Dollywood. Smoky Mountain Christmas. See those 5 million lights. See those shows. Eat that food. And don't forget, the grand prize winner gets that weekend stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Pigeon Forge. So good luck to you. It's Veterans Day today. Happy Veterans Day to everybody. I've been getting texts. My text has been, thank you text. I've sent all my guys and gals that I know, and they're sending me back their text saying thank you so much. I appreciate it. So please remember, if you have a veteran that you know or it's in your family that you may not be thinking about and then it hits you, make sure you reach out to them today. And right. even if you can only text them, please do that today.
Hey, baby.
The Wolf.
ABC Tonight.
Still chasing you. Still chasing you. Still chasing you.
Woo! Next door news time. Annie, what you got?
We're pooping for karma today.
Oh, no. You can't be serious.
I'm serious. My neighbor Sal over in Sundown Valley neighborhood says he's not playing. Stop letting your dog crap in his yard. Leave your address on the next door app post below so he can either return the favor or fight you.
To reset
that. So check it out.
That's not kidding.
Sal is done with y'all's crap, literally. If you don't start carrying poop bags with you to clean up after your dogs, it's gonna be a what? Dog fight!
That'll hurt. That'll leave a mark.
Okay. It's basically what it sounds like coming from Kernersville over here. Payback is in order, and I can say personally, I am sick of it too, man. If it ain't, it really ain't that hard. Grab some Walmart bags from under the kitchen sink before you take Fido out for a walk, okay? Pick it up, tie it up, you're good to go. If I can do it walking a dog and a baby in a stroller, you can do it just walking your dog, okay?
So many people, though, don't do that. So many people just refuse. They just...
Well, I guess I think, one, I'll never get caught, or two, it's natural, it'll go away eventually. But it's like, it's nasty, okay? It's fecal matter coming out of your dog's butt.
A lot of people, they don't care. I don't care, it's not my yard, I care.
And it drives me nuts, because the last thing anyone wants to do, especially Sal here, is walk into their yard and step in unknown poop, okay?
I like to know the poop I'm stepping in.
That's right.
In.
If I'm going to step in poop, please let me know what kind of poop that it is and who's
pooping. At least
it's
my dog's. Right. Exactly. I don't want no unknown dog's poop. Basically, Sal's going to, like I said, he's going to retaliate, and it might end up having some poop lit on fire on the front porch. So literally, you better watch out. He's got his cameras out there. He's ready to rumble on anybody that's ready to mess him up. You know what I'm saying?
I bet he's got like deer hunting cameras out there.
He might. He's posted up a picture of the lights at night, so I guess he's out there to catch you day or night. He's ready for it. He is living for this, and revenge is coming.
Where's the rim shot when I need it, man?
You took that one from me. That was so good.
Oh, you had it.
You have messed up her whole thing by stealing the duty joke.
Yeah, man. And the same goes for cat poop, Sal says. No cat poop, no dog poop. Keep them suckers on a leash and pick it up after them, all right? Or else it's going to be a fight.
I don't know of many people who walk their cat that go poop, but...
Well, the problem is, it's just poop in general. It's pet poop in general. If you're going to have your dog, your cat, whatever out there, if it does that, you have to clean it up.
And I got to say, Chase, there actually is a person in my neighborhood who walks a cat on a leash every day.
That's awesome.
So we're talking to you too, okay? If it's you've got...
is it a big cat?
It's like a normal sized cat, I guess, but it's on a leash when I go walking. And I'm like, okay, do your thing there, you know? Welcome to my neighborhood. I don't know how I scored over here.
You really did.
I want to know... all of your neighborhood drama, please, please fill me in, okay? Text us 336-680-WOLF, or you can shoot us a DM, 931-THE-WOLF.
By the way, for both of you and your poopy joke, there's your recipe.
Yay!
To pee us off the Bud Light label, just might run.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.